The following recording is from the previous cycle.
Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Kuf Yud Gimel, and we are in the middle of daf Kuf Yud Gimel, Omer Aleph. So, yesterday we got into some of the lumdis of Perek Yesh Noichlin, particularly the lumdis of the Ish Es Ishtoi. The Mishnah said, Ve'elu Noichlin, Ve'le Manchilin, Manchilin, Ve'noichlin, Ha'ish Es Ishtoi. So a married woman that dies in the Seder HaYerusha, her husband yarshins her, but a married man that dies in the Seder HaYerusha, his wife will not yarshin him. And the Gemara said, Minolan, how do you know that a ish is yarsh as ishtai? And the Gemara brought two primary makaris. The first was the Ikur Parsha of Nachlois in Parsha's Pinchas, where the Pasuk says, Ki im l'she'eroi ha'korot eilov mi mishpachtoi v'yor ha'shoysa, goyrin u'maisifin v'darshim, she'eroi zu ishtai. The Pasuk over there teaches us that a man yarshins she'eroi, thus ha'ish yoyres ishtai. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, Shmuel Leimer, Rabbi Shmuel said, no, you don't have to come on to a Goyrin or Moisif in the Darshan. You don't have to use one of the Midos Shatayr and Adreshes Behem, which would at first glance be distorting the Pashup Shad and the Pasuk, but rather, I have five Mekairis. And the Gemara went through Pasuk after Pasuk after Pasuk, three Pesukim in the end of Parshas Maaseh that discuss with the Halacha of Hasovas Nachla. The Torah says that any woman that stood to Yarshin, her father's estate, her father's Steyachuza, she had an Isser not to marry outside of her Shevet. So if this woman was a member of Shevet Ruvain, and based on her current family tree, she stood to Yarshin, her father's estate. So one day she would own real property that belonged to Shevet Ruvain. She had an Isser to go marry somebody from Shevet Shimon. The Gemara says that this was an Isser that was Noyeg L'shah. It's not something that was Noyeg L'daris. In fact, the Gemara in the end of Masechtas Tanis says that there were many things that happened on Tu B'Av, which is why Tu B'Av is once a day that was celebrated. One of the things that happened was this Isser went away. It went by the wayside. The Isser not marrying outside of your Shevet was a temporary Isser. But the Torah says you can't do that. Why can't you do that? Because if she's going to marry somebody outside her Shevet, and then she's going to die, the Yerusha is going to transfer from Shevet L'Shevet. How's it going to transfer from Shevet L'Shevet? Presumably, her husband's now going to Yarshin. So you see that Ish is Yerusha Ishtai. But the Gemara said it's not Muchach, because maybe Ish is not Yerusha Ishtai, but a Ben is certainly Yerusha Imoi. That was Shabbos' daf. That's learned out from a Pasuk, V'chol Bas Yereshes Nachal Abimatis B'nei Yisrael. You see that the daughter and Kal V'chomer, the son, yarshins his mother. So maybe the Asavas Nachla is more going to be along those lines. So the Gemara said it's not Muchach. But stating that, said Rabbi Shmuel, Av Tup Sukkim in Nach. The Tup Sukkim in Nach, I think. They're going to teach me this halacha that it ishes Yerush is Ishtai. The first was in Sefer Yeshua, Perich of Dalet. The Pasuk says that Elazar ben Aharon HaKoyen, when he died, they buried him Begivas Pinchas Benoit. They buried him in the Giva of his son Pinchas, which was in Har Ephraim. And the Gemara asks, you would think that Elazar, Pinchas, father and son, they came together, their family all got an estate. Anything that belonged to Pinchas should have belonged to Elazar. So why is it only the giver of Pinchas Benoit? It sounds like it's not Elazar, it's only Pinchas. Malamed says the Gemara, probably what happened was, Pinchas was married, Pinchas' wife died, and Pinchas yarshined his wife. And the Gemara said, I have another makar from Nach. Divrei Hayomim, Aleph, Perik Beis. The Pasuk there says that Skuv had a son Yair, and Yair, Skuv's son, had 23 cities. Beretz Agilot. It sounds like these cities belong to Yair the son. They didn't belong to Skuv the father. Same kasha. It must be that Yair was married, Yair's wife died, and then Yair yarshined his wife. But the Gemara was loichit. The Gemara said you can't bring rayas from these psukim. There's many different ways that you'd be able to get out. And the truth, you could always say that maybe Pinchas bought the property that he had. Maybe Yair bought the property that he had. At first glance, the Gemara thought to spar a halacha from here. But the Gemara said it's really not muchach that you could be mechiach any halachas from these psukim, say not from Elazar Pinchas, say not from Skuv and Yair. And as a result, the Gemara said that it's not so poshut that that would be a makar to a ish Yair. Either way, the Gemara is going to go back to those two psukim, the Pasuk in Sefer Yeshua, the Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, and try to learn a different halacha, another important halacha in Hilchos Nachlois from those Pesukim. Amar Rav Avoh, Amar Rav Yechon, Amar Rav Yane, Amar Rebbe. Umatu ba Meshmedi Rav Yeshua ben Karcha. Minayim v'bal she'inei noita b'roike b'mukhsak. How do we know that although ish yeres ish ishtoi, but he only yarshins something that his wife had at the time that she died. But let's say his wife had rights to something at the time that she died, or she was potentially going to have something, but she never realized it. They weren't realized gains at the time that she died. Although ordinarily in Hilchas Nachlois, the halacha would be that the Yerush still gets the Yarshin. So a son who Yarshins his father doesn't only Yarshin things that he physically has in his possession at the time that he dies, but anything that's Ro'iloi, anything that's appropriate for him to be getting at some point, that he would Yarshin as well. Stating that, said all these Amiroim and Tanan, how do you know that a husband who Yarshins his wife, that Seder HaYerush is different, and he's not Noitel Baroik of Mokhsuk Shem Emar? You learned it from this Pasuk, Uskuv Hoyledes Yair. And the Gemara asks this kashuv. How did Yar end up with property that didn't belong to Skuv? Ella says the Gemara, you know what may have happened? Skuv was married. Umesa and his wife died when her parents, the ones that she would yarshin from, were still alive. So Skuv was the one that got married, the father, not Yar. Till now, Yar was the one that got married. We assume that Yar's wife died. Yar yarshined his wife. That's how in the previous Gemara, the Gemara wanted to prove that a man gets to yarshin his wife. But here we're trying to prove something else. Here we're trying to prove that although a man does yarshin his wife, he only yarshins things that she physically has at the time that she does. But anything that she's only ra'i to get, even though ordinarily in Hilchas Yerushas, Hilchas Nachlois, a yarish would get ra'i, but not a husband. Ishas Ishtoi is going to be different. That would explain, says the Gemara, how it was possible for Yar to have something that Skuv didn't have. Because Skuv got married. This woman died. And when she died, she was broke. She didn't have anything. But you know what she did have? She had parents. And her parents had something. Umesu Marishel, and afterwards her parents died. Who's going to yarshin? Why is Yair going to yarshin? Because although a Baal Yair is Ishtoi, a Baal only gets Muchsik. The Baal only gets what the wife has at the time that she died. And this property did not belong to her at the time that she died. It belonged to her parents, Marisha, because Marisha was still alive. The son, however, does yarshin b'roi kibimuchzik. So the son gets roi kibimuchzik. The son is going to yarshin what his mother should have had or could have had she still been alive. The husband's not going to get what his wife could have had or should have had. Thus, you see that although a ben is yerush b'roike b'muchzik, a baal is not yerush b'roike b'muchzik. And that would be another explanation for how it was possible that Yair had something that Skuv didn't have. And the Gemara says, well, I have another raya. What's the other raya? Elazar ben Aharon meis vayikbru. Same shayla. I mean, the Pinchas of Elazar. How did Pinchas have property that Elazar didn't have? Malamit, same shtikol teira. Shenasa Elazar isha. Umesa b'chayim marishel. Umesu Marishel, the Yarsha Pinchas, same exact story. It says the Gemara, my volume. Why did you need two makars? You're going to tell me, Yar, the Havan Nasif Itza, Umesu Vyarsa. How do you know that the way it was possible for Yar to have something that Skuv didn't have is because Skuv had gotten married, Skuv's wife died while her own parents were alive, and then when those parents died, Skuv's in-laws, Yair's grandparents, if you're helping this Yavama's cheshbon, the husband doesn't get b'roi kiv amuchzik, the children do get b'roi kiv amuchzik. Maybe it was much simpler. Maybe it was like the Gemara suggested in yesterday's daf. Maybe it was Yair that got married, Yair's wife died, a baal is Yair's ishtoi. Even in this Gemara, we're working with the assumption that a baal is Yair's ishtoi, and that's how he was able to get it. Tamad leimar, you're right. For that reason, the Gemara brought two makaris, the laws of an aharon meis. Why a second makar? Because I don't need two psukim to tell me Baal Yerush is Ishtoi. So one pasuk will tell me Baal Yerush is Ishtoi. The second pasuk will tell me that although Baal Yerush is Ishtoi, he's only Yerush b'muchzik, he's not Yerush b'roi. Again, the Gemara is assuming, like we spoke of yesterday, that the psukim in Nacha not just telling us a story. It's not just Sipur Dvar Malma. It's coming to teach me halacha. So I don't need two psukim to teach me the same halacha. So you have big time halachas and hilchas nachas that are learnt out from a story. So usually you back into a story. Here you're backing into a halacha. Torah tells me a story, and I'm assuming that the Torah is not just telling me Sipur Dvarim Ba'alma, so it must be there's some halachas learned that. I'll know Baal Yerush is Ishtay from one pasuk. I'll know that the only time Baal is Yerush is Ishtay is the Muchsik, but he's not Yerush is Ishtay. But the Gemara says, V'chitem, you'll tell me, it's still not Muchach, the Nafle B'stecha Raman, a similar dichoy to what we had yesterday. Maybe it is a Sipur Dvarim Ba'alma. Maybe the way Pinchas got this Yerusha, or the way Pinchas had this giva and not a lazer, wasn't because he got it through Seder Nachlois. It has nothing to do with Perakei Shnoichlin. He got it. It was a Stecha Ramim. We mentioned yesterday two parashas in the Torah where it's possible for a person to be makdish something to the Kayanim, just like it's possible for a person to be makdish something L'gavayt. Right? When you learn the Dharm, that Bezom, Mid Aleph, Cherim. You have kinuyei nedarim, charamim. So there's different types of charamim. That's one of the sugis you learned in the beginning of nedarim. This charamim that belongs to Hekdesh, this charamim that belongs to the Kayan. So maybe this was simply a stay charam. A makros. The Gemara says, you know why these are mayram, held that this is a makar? Because the pasuk says, binoy. It says that the nachlo went, begivas Pinchas binoy. What's the emphasis of binoy? Everybody knows that Pinchas was Allah's son. Why did Terry have to say binoy? Nachla really love Yerusha binoy. It sounds like there's something that really Allah maybe could have gotten, and instead they gave it to the son, as if there was some Seder Nachlis taking place over here. Where's the Ben featured prominently? In the parish of Nachlois. So the binoy is an emphasis. It wasn't punked his. Punkti bought it. Punkti got a stecha rabin. Halachically it was his. Therefore, that was the basis for Rabavo, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, the name of Rabbi Yanai, in the name of Rabbi. Some say in the name of Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, to actually be Machiach, the Maskanas HaGemara, Halachas, from the Psukim over here, tucked away, one in Yeshua, Perek of Dalet, and the other one, Divrei Yabim Aleph, Perek Beis. Either way, so the Mishnah was discussing Yesh Neuchlin, the loy manchilin, manchilin v'noy noichlin. So the noichlin v'loy manchilin and the manchilin v'noy noichlin, they're the flip side of the same coin. Who are the noichlin v'loy manchilin? A son yarshins his mother, a husband yarshins his wife, and the last one was b'nei achoyos, or b'nei achoyos. A little bit of a shiloh, what exactly the girsa is. And they, in the reverse, are going to be manchilin v'noy noichlin. V'isha esbonea, v'isha esbaila, v'achi ho'eim, they're the manchilim v'noy noichlin. So who are the b'nei achos? Says the Rashbam. The Rashbam speaks of that in the Mishnah a little bit more in length. Here he says it very concisely. U'b'nei achos, yorshin achi iman. So if you have two brothers, or a brother and a sister, their mother's brother died, so it's their uncle, but it's their maternal uncle, it's their mother's brother, the halachas is a Yerusha. But if that same person, the uncle, dies, the... Or if they themselves die, the uncle's not going to yarshin them. So they will yarshin their uncle. A person yarshins his mother's brother, but the mother's brother doesn't yarshin his nephew. They're noichlin, v'loy manchilin. Tano, b'nei achos, v'loy b'noy achos. The Mishnah was precise. When it said b'nei achos, we're talking about the zachar, not b'noy achos. L'may hilchaso. What does that mean? B'nois achos don't yarshin? That means a girl won't yarshin her mother's brother. Why should a boy yarshin his mother's brother and the girl not yarshin her mother's brother? Amrav sheishes l'kadin. Of course, she would yarshin. What it means is that if there are nephews and nieces, the nephews come first and the nieces come second. Tani Rav Shmuel Barav Yitzchak Emedi Rav Uno. What's the makar to this halacha? V'yarash. With a vav, makish Yerusha Shneil Yerusha Rishayna. Ma Yerusha Rishayna ben Kaidim Labas. Af Yerusha Shneil ben Kaidim Labas. Meaning just like in the Iker Seder Hanachlis. What happens if a person dies? What's the first line? Who do you go to first? The children. Who comes first amongst the children? The son comes before the daughter. So too, any derivative form of Yerusha that you are going to have, it's always going to be the boy before the girl. So in this case, where it's nephews and nieces, the nephew is going to come before the niece. And I know that from the Vav of the Yorash, that we're makish all Yerushas to the primary form of Yerusha. As if to say the primary Yerusha is children. And there we know, ben ein loy v'avartos nachlos elubitos, you see that the son comes before the daughter. That's the way it's always going to be. All say the nachlos, it's going to be that the son is going to come before the daughter. So even this case where it's b'nei achos, it's going to be b'nei achos first, not b'nei achos. Of course, it's not b'nei v'loy b'nois, but in terms of the seder, in terms of the kadem, that's what the seder is going to be. Zok tegemar. Tani rabbi bar chinen v'kamedi rav nachman. Oyev yemen chile es banov. It says in the Torah, in the parasha of Nachlois. So this is the tucked away parsha, as we've talked about in Parshas Kisetz, Dvarim Chaf Aleph. V'hoya b'yoyim, on the day that a man will die and give over Yerusha to his son. We learn from there, b'yoyim atam apel nachlois, that say the Yerusha takes place during the day. V'yatam apel nachlois b'leid, but not amalei abayas, abayas el meyata. Do you mean to say, the shachiv b'yimamahu de yarsi le'bnei, man the shachiv b'laila lo yarsi le'bnei? What, only somebody that dies during the day, he has a say the Yerusha? But somebody that dies at night doesn't have a say the Yerusha? So if someone dies at night, what, his possessions aren't going to be hefker? There's going to be no Yerusha, says the Gemara. No, dilma din nachlois ka'amr. What he meant to say was that if you want to paskin the laws of nachlois, you want to be a bezdin to preside over dinei nachlois, it's viewed as something that could only be done during the day. That can't be done by night. Of course, a person who dies at night has the same seder nachlois like a person that dies at day. We mean not nachlois, we mean din nachlois. Time we learn to the braisa, referring to nachlois, the Torah refers to nachlois as mishpat, meaning we're treating it like a din Torah. And being that din Torah is something that could only happen during the day, so too, nachlois is something that could only be presided over during the day. Three people that came to Mivakr Chayla, and then the Chayla instructed them, he told them that I want to write a will. You know, he wasn't very optimistic about his prognosis. He said he wants to write a will because he's afraid he's going to die. So there were three people standing there. Rotzu, if these three people want, they have an option. They could check off one or two boxes. They can make an election. Rotzu Koisvin, if they want, they could sit down. They could write the will, act as Eidim, that this man instructed this will be written. Rotzu Oisadin, if they want, they could act as a Bezdin as well. They could be even more than just Eidim. They could be a Bezdin. As if there was a Hidas, Badun Kimei Eidim Dami, says the Rashbam. And they don't merely have to act as Eidim. They could say, we paskin psakdin, that we know for a fact, meaning the nafkamina would be, are you only Eidim? If you're Eidim, one day you may have to go testify in court to say that this is what happened. If you're a Bezdin, now you actually have a psak Bezdin. So they have the option. Being that there are three people, three is enough for Eidim, it's enough for a Bezdin. They could be either one they want. Shnayim, what if they were only two? They don't have the option to be a Bezdin, because a Bezdin has to be minimum three. You can't be two and be a Bezdin. So the only thing they could do is they could be Koisim. They could act as Eidim. This is only true if they came during the day. But if they came at night, if they came at night, even if they were three, they could only be Eidim. They can't be Dayanim. Why? Because at night they have to be Eidim. The reason they have to be Eidim at night is because they can't be Oisim Din. Because this is Nachlois. Nachlois is Vahoysel of Nei Yisrael Chukas Mishpat. Oiru Kol HaParsha Kula Liyo is Din. It's treated like a Din. You can't paskin Shailas at night. So what could they be Eidim? So right this second, they could be Eidim. You'll tell me maybe tomorrow they should be Dayanim? Meaning, I understand, right now they have to be Eidim. Why can't they be Dayanim tomorrow? Once you're Nei, you can't be a Dayan. That's not a possibility. So again, going back to the beginning of the story, Rabbi Bar Chinuna told Rav Nachman, it says, V'hoi b'yem anchila is banov, b'yoyim atom apel nachlois, v'iyatom apel nachlois balaylo. Amalei Abaya, so Abaya said, Ela meyata, the shachar b'yimamahu di yarsi le'bnei, man the shachar b'lei le'yarsi le'bnei. So Abaya tells Rabbi Bar Chinuna, what, you mean to say that someone that dies during the day, he has the Seder Nachlis, but someone that dies at night doesn't have the Seder Nachlis? There's no way. That can't be. So he told him back, Dilma din Nachlis, comrade. That was what Abaya said. Maybe that's what you meant to say. So at the end of the story, Amalei doesn't in Hachinami, comrade. That's exactly what I meant to say. I didn't mean to say that only someone that dies during the day has the Seder Nachlis. Doesn't matter when you die. I just meant to say that Nachlis is treated as Mishpat. That's the B'hoyu B'yoyim Anchili Yezbanav, because Mishpat is something that always has to be during the day. This can't be during the day. So these are some sugis that we've spoken about in the past in the daf. Number one, this famous Shitas HaSma. The Sma says that anything that requires Yoyim versus Laila, he says it regarding this halacha, that Bezdin is not allowed to convene at night. Bezdin can only convene during the day. But if it's B'mokam Sheneiris Dolkois, if you do it in a place where there's light back in the day, and today presumably where there's electricity, the halach is that that would also constitute day. So the Sma said a chiddush, that if Bezdin is in a light room at night because there are candles, that would be enough, that would be okay. Shtel tzut to this once in Ebenezer, in the beginning of Parshas Ba'aloyscha, the smichos between Nevuas Moshe and Ba'aloyscha Esaneris, Rebbe Simcha shtel tzut, because Nevuas Moshe had to be Bayoyim. So the Torah shtel tzut Nevuas Moshe to Ba'aloyscha Esaneris, because B'makam HaMenorah, where there was Ar, Over there, Nevuas Moshe can happen even at night. Because the Mokim Or, so sometimes when the Torah says day, you need day. It should physically be day outside as opposed to night. You should be able to daven Shachris Mincha as opposed to Ma'ariv. And sometimes, it doesn't mean day, it means light. So you have to know, when there's a halacha that's Toli and Yoyim and Laila, is it Yoyim and Laila? Or is it more light versus darkness? You have a sma, you have a meshachachma. So there's some nice read on this, something we've spoken about. Of course, Ein Eid Nasadayan, the famous Ktsois, it's based on Idushi after Yochel Azimo, some geshmaka read regarding that. But in Kamakomi Laharach, so we'll try to stick to the topic, and that is the topic of Yesh Noichlan. So yesterday we spoke out, we started getting into some of the lumdas of Yesh Noichlan. We spoke out some lumdas regarding Ha'ishas Ishtoi, and we spoke out some lumdas regarding Ho'ishes Imoy, that Ho'ishes Ishtoi and Ho'ishes Imoy, it could be the lumdis of how that Yerusha works is different than an ordinary Yerusha. And working backwards, we mentioned yesterday the Ramban ala Torah. The Ramban asks that why is it in the Seder HaNachlis in the Torah doesn't mention that when a person dies, his father yarshins him. Torah mentions son, mentions daughter, mentions brother, it mentions the father's brother. Torah talks about Sheiroi, which according to one man, the Omer is the father, but according to many man, the Omer and Chas, Sheiroi is a Ishtoi. So why doesn't Torah say anywhere that when a person dies, his own father is going to yarsh? Says the Ramban, Kiblu Rabbi Seinu, ki ha'av yoyrish es b'noi kasha meis b'loi zer, that if a person dies without any children, his father yarshins him. For the hisker akasav zer, but the Torah didn't feel it necessary to mention it, that time, ki b'mishpete Yerusha, because when it comes to Yerusha, kol amanchol noichol, anyone that's manchel is also noichel. Ki akur v'shava. Because why am I a noichel? Because of my relationship to you. So for that same price, you should be a manchel to me because of your relationship to me. V'kivin sh'omer ha'kosuf sh'aben yerush ha'sovim. So once the Torah says that a son yarshins his father, gam av yerush ha'saben. So there's no reason that the father shouldn't yarshin the son. So the Torah didn't have to say that the father's going to yarshin the son. Because once we know that the son yarshins the father, v'ashtetzachalein, the father's going to yarshin the son. And we mentioned yesterday that the Ramban is so shvei, you almost can't even say it over. It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, yesh noichlun manchil. And that's true. There are people where their relationship is such that it goes both ways, but then there's noichlin v'loi manchilin, there's manchilin v'loi noichlin. Ho'yishes ishtoi, ho'yishes imoi, we had now the b'nei achois. So the Ramban is so shver. How do you even read the Ramban? So we mentioned yesterday a lot of lumdas that you see from here, that the geder ha'yerusha of ishes ishtoi, and the geder ha'yerusha of ishes imoi is different than the regular seida ha'yerusha. The regular, ordinary seida ha'yerusha, here, what creates the basis for the Yerusha, it's the kurva. It's the mishpacha that they are, right? We mentioned yesterday, it's not kurva, it's mishpacha. You have to be family, you can't just be related. You have to be family, because mishpacha's aim is considered kurva in Kala Torah Kula, but it's not considered mishpacha. And here, the kaveya is mishpacha, it's not kurva. So if the kaveya is kurva, the kaveya is mishpacha, then the Ramban is saying, of course it's going to go both ways. And any time you have a Yerusha that's predicated on some sort of relationship from a family standpoint, and Ochinami, it will go both ways. So if the son yarshins his father because he's a Karev, the father should yarshin his son because he's a Karev as well. It should go both ways. But Ha'ishas Ishtoi is not Machmas Kurva. In fact, they're not brought relatives at all. And Ha'ishas Imoy is also not Machmas Kurva. Why? Because Mishpachas Ein made a Kriya Mishpacha. So the truth is over there, it's Takin not coming Machmas Kurva. Rather, there's a new din. The Torah was Mechadesh. Ha'ishas Imoy, it's learned out from the Pasuk, not in Parshas Pinchas, in Parshas Maseh. V'chol Basi Reshes Nachlo. Ha'ishas Ishtoi, we mentioned the Lashon HaTosfos in Ksubis, Nun Vav Amid Beis, we spoke out the Festeraya from Avram Gurowitz, from the Rashba, in the beginning of Perek HaZorik. There it's more machmas, the schusim that a husband has in his wife. Just like a husband is zeichet in Maisi Yodea, he's zeichet in Tziyasa, he's zeichet in Afaras Nidorea. There's certain schusim rights that the Torah gave a husband in his wife when he gets married. He has obligations as well. Sherek Susiyoyna. So it's one of the schusim that the husband has that he's zoicha b'irushasa. But it's not machmas kurva. Because from a kurva standpoint, they're not even blood relatives. And aves imay, the same story. Bottom line is, it's true what the Ramban is saying, that any time there's a din Yerusha that's predicated on kurva and mishpacha, it would go both ways. Kol amanchul neichel, ki akurva shava. But that's only when the din Yerusha is taka machmas kurva. It's machmas mishpacha. The yesh neichlin, v'loy manchilin, manchilin v'loy neichlin, these are aberrations. They're different. They're anomalies. They're Dine Yerusha that are not predicated because of a Kurva, because of Mishpacha, and that's why, in fact, you find this idea where they could be Neuchlin Veloid Manchina. But there's a third lumbus that we need to speak out, which may not work so well with this Ramban, but the Achreinim say it, and it's something that's definitely worth mentioning. And that is, so the Iker Seder HaYerusha, a man, Loyaleinu, dies. What's the halacha? Torah says, who's the first person in line to Yashinim? His son, Ishkiyamos Uvein Einloi. If he doesn't have a son, then Vavartim is Nachalasoi Labitoi, the main loy pass, and Masatim is Nachalasoi Laachiv. We saw yesterday, we said over Akasha that the Gemara said on the bottom of Daf Kufyuram at base, this was Shabbos' Daf, the halacha is that a father or a person Yashins his mother. Said the Gemara, not immediately. How do you know that a person Yarshins his mother? Minonimili, how do you know? And Tosfos was very bothered. What was the svara in the Havamina of the Gemara to think that or ish should not be Yarshas Imai? The Torah says, Ish kiyamus uven einloi vaktavas nachalos lebitoi. So if a man dies, a father dies, his children Yarshinim. So why would you think that if a mother dies, his children should be? And in fact, the Torah has to come on to a new pasuk, Chobas Yereshes Nachla, Mimatis Bnei Yisrael, a whole new parsha based on the lumnus that we're speaking about now, that a child doesn't only yashin his father, a child yashins his mother as well. So Rivam, Taisis, was very, very bothered. Why do you need a pasuk? Mentioned yesterday, Rabbi Chanan's kasha. Great, Rabbi Chanan, you want to know why you need a pasuk to tell me that a son yashins his mother, despite the fact that I already know that a son yashins his father? A son yashins his father, because mishpacha is not kuri mishpacha. But how do you know that a son should yashin his mother? Mishpacha saying, ain't it kuri mishpacha? So yesterday we spoke about if in fact it's true that mishpacha saying, ain't it kuri mishpacha. And of course it is true. What's taka the gedder of a ben yerush asimai? That was the one that we talked a little bit about yesterday. But lemaisa, the kasha on Tosfos is a very good kasha. Why was Tosfos so bothered with why the Gemara needs a makar for a ish asimai? L'chura, it's pasha why the Gemara needs a makar for ish asimai. Because ha'ish as aviv, you have mishpachas avkuri mishpacha. Ha'ish as ima, you don't have mishpachas avkuri mishpacha. Say the achroinim, and again, I saw this in Rabbi Avram Gurowitz, ba'arichos, but Rabbi Chanan already says this, he said as well, based on a balamar. The balamar is discussing, right in the beginning of Perek Yesh Noichlin, the way a son yarshins his father. Says the balamar, and I quote, u'keshem shehu kam tachas aviv v'yada, just like a son is considered to be in lieu of his father when it comes to yiud. So if somebody buys an amma of riyah, he has a mitzvah to marry the amma of riyah if he likes. He can use the kesef that he used to buy this amma as kesef kedushin. If he doesn't want to, the Torah says, the same parasha mechudeshes, it transfers over. It transfers from the father to a son. So kishem shu kom tachas aviv liyada din hu sheyehei kach kom tachtov l'nachala. It works in the same vein in Yanachla. And here's the punchline. Shetei royeh saben ki ilu aviv kayim. When we give the Nachla over to the son, it's not the pshat we're saying the father's not alive, we're not going to be mafker his nechasim, we have to give it to somebody. No, so let's give it to his son. If there's no son, we'll give it to his daughter. If there's no daughter, we'll give it to his father, to his mother, his grandfather. Oh, we'll give it to the brother, we'll give it to the uncle, the nephew, the niece. No, that's not what's going on. When a father dies and leaves over a son, din hu shetei roya es haben, through the son, brokara davua, you have a right to view it, ki'ilu aviv kayim, as if the father is in fact alive. So the geder of Yerusha Saben is we look at it as if the son is alive. He brings a remez nifla to this. The Torah says that when a father dies, what are you supposed to do? Supposed to give it to the son. But Torah doesn't say you give it to the son. Ish kiyamos uvein einloi, if there's no son, vavartim es nachalos levita. Now, we could all do the back of the envelope arithmetic. It's mashma. If there's no son, you give it to the daughter. What do you do if there is a son? You give it to the son. But Frank, why didn't the Torah just say it clearly? Why didn't the Torah say, ish kiyamos, you should give it to the son? Uvein einloi, unesatim es nachalos levita. Leit debal amur, it's gewaldig. Because when a father dies and you give it to the son, that's not working with the ordinary seder nachlois. It's not the pshat, there's no father. Now we need to say the nachas. What are we going to do with it? Let's give it to the son. When the son is, if there's a son, we look at it as if the father is alive. If the father is alive, we don't need say the nachas. The whole parish of nachas begins Ish ki yamus, criteria number one. Uvein eloi, criteria number two. When there's a son, it's not the pshat that there's a seder nachlis, that the son is the first person now in line to collect the seder nachlis. When there's a son, there's no seder nachlis. Just like there's no nachlis if a man doesn't die, there's no nachlis if there's a son. The prerequisite for a nachlis is ish ki yamus number one, uvein enloi number two. But the bottom line is, and you see the geder hayerusha of that was son, Yarshin's his father, is different than the way all the other Yarshim Yarshin. It's not coming b'toris yoresh, that I'm ki'ilu the closest relative, and therefore I'm going to come first. No, the son is b'makim of. And being that he's b'makim of, that's why he yarshins. It has nothing to do with mishpachas av kriy mishpacha. Mishpachas ev, ena kriy mishpacha. And that was the Gemara's kasha. That was Tosfos kasha. That was fake. The Gemara Menani really had to know that a son yarshins his mother. If the geder ha-yerusha of how his son yarshins his father is, that he's come tachas aviv. So why should he say the same thing that a son's come tachas imay? If he's come tachas aviv, shouldn't he be come tachas imay? So fake Tosfos, what was the Gemara's need to have a new makar that a son is gonna yarshin his mother? You're gonna tell me because mishpachas av kri mishpacha mishpachas em ena kri mishpacha, that would all make sense if a son is yarshin b'toris karev b'toris mishpacha, closest family member. Okay, closest family member. So you have to be family. In order to be family, you have to be mishpachas av. You can't be mishpachas em. But being that that's not the way the Yerusha works, bottom line is, so we have lumdis in her ish yeris as ishtoi, we have lumdis in her ish yeris as imai, and now we have some lumdis in her ish Yoirish as Aviv as well. But before we conclude, I just want to start another important Lomdisha discussion that's going to really take us through the next couple of dafins, almost as a little bit of an intro in terms of understanding some of the Lomdis of how Yerusha works. And we're going to take two steps backwards for this conversation, this discussion, and begin with an Avni Meluin in Simin Kuf Nun Zayin. So this is an Avni Meluin we spoke out when we learned Masechtas Yevamos, because it's Yevamos angle to this Avni Meluin, but as we'll see, it's very much related to some of the important lumdis over here in Perek Yesh Neichlin. The Mordechai in Perek Acholitz brings B'shei Marav Yehudi Goyen. So he brings from one of the Goyenim that said that if somebody dies, leaves over no children, but he left over a brother, the basis for Yibum, if that brother that he left over is a mummer, he's a Mechal Shabbos Befarhesya, he's a Meshumet, he's not someone that keeps Torah mitzvahs. The halacha is, Enei Zoykik Es Eish HaSachem. There's no Yibum. Even Ptura Menachalitza. He said, what's the basis? I'll tell you Gevaldik. Because what the Torah, when it describes the mitzvah Yibum, it says, Ki Eish Vachem Yachtav. They have to be brothers. It says, I know from other areas in halacha that a mummer is not considered a brother. Hilchus Ribbis, for example. It says in the Torah, you're not allowed to be malva beribis, you're not allowed to be loiva beribis. Being that it says in the Torah that you have to be worried about your brother, it says, we learn from there that a mummer is not considered ochicha. So if a mummer is not considered ochicha in Hilchus Ribbis, a mummer shouldn't be considered ochicha in Hilchus Yibam either. So it says Rabbi Yudai Goyin, and other Goyinim said it as well, that a yovam, that's a mummer, because it says in the Torah, kiyeshvu achim, and a mummer is not considered an ach. Freaked the Avni Meluim, that this is from the most shveri things he ever saw in his life. It makes no sense. It's true in Hilchus Ribbis, a mummer is not considered a brother. When it says in the Torah, don't lend money to your brother with Ribbis, it means your brother, your biological brother, Achimino Av, Achimino Eim, Mishpachas Av, Mishpachas Eim. No, what does it mean? It means another yid. Now, why are we referring to another yid as a brother? Because we're all brothers. That's the way it is. Bnei Kul, Bnei Av Echad Anachnu. We're all Banim Lashem Elokeichem. So if we have the same father, naturally we're all brothers. But this is all proverbially speaking. We're not real biological brothers. Over there is Mavura Yisoid, that if somebody's a mummer, he doesn't act like a Jew. So if you don't act like a Jew, you're out. We throw you out of the club. You're not considered a brother. So when it says in the Torah, be sensitive to your brother, not someone that's a mummer. But when it says in the Parsha of Yibam, Ki Yeshvu Achim Yachtov, what kind of brothers are we talking about? We're talking about brothers, two people that daven in the same shtibel? They go to the same yeshiva? We mean real biological brothers, Achim and Ahav. That's what we're referring to. Those brothers are brothers, whether one's a mummer or whether one's a chassid shiid. It doesn't matter. They're brothers because they're biological brothers. So, Freik Davni Mulu, what kind of tzustel is this? You're telling me because a mummer is not considered a brother in Hilchas Ribbis, that's why he's not considered a brother in Hilchas Yevamis in Yibum? in Hilchas Ribbis, we're not talking about real brothers. You're not talking about real brothers. You're only brothers because of this camaraderie, because of the fact that you're in this together. Okay, you're not in this together. I'm an upkhitaniyid, you're a mummer, so memela, we're not considered brothers. Therefore, the laws of ribbis don't apply to a mummer. But in the parish of Yibum, where the Torah says, kiyesh v'achim yachtam, we're talking about real biological brothers, who cares if one's a mummer or one is not a mummer? Either way, says the Abnei Melum, kidei shaloi lahashreis habalu iter, v'tamidei hagoi chas v'shalom, kitoyim midvar mishnah. Poshut, to say that they didn't completely miss the boat. I think you have to say pshat in the Goinim as follows. That it's not the way the Velt understands it literally. It's not this perfect, but rather what he means is something else. And that is, the Gemara says, Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, and this is Yevamos 101, Kiyeshu Achim Yachtav has to be Achim in Ov, Veloy Achim in Oyen. If the two brothers share a father, they're considered Achim. They share a mother. In fact, the Gemara brought it, yes, and Shabbos says Daf, we just had it. The Gemara said, we learn it from the Yaakov, Achim and Ahav, Alei Achim and Ahav. And the Gemara over there has different Mekoiris. One is Bnei Yaakov, but different Mekoiris, how it is we know that. And the Gemara says, one Mekor is because it says, Ki Yeshvu Achim Yachtov, brothers that are Miuchadim Benachlu. And being that Mishpachas Av Kruya Mishpacha, Mishpachasem, Eina Kruya Mishpacha. So it's for that reason, we know that when it comes to Yibum, it has to be Achim and Ahav. It can't be Achim min Ha'im. It has to be brothers that are Miuchadim b'nachl. Says the Avni Meluim, the halacha is that if a man dies and he leaves over a son that's a mummer, even though he's his biological son, the halacha is the son doesn't yarshin. A mummer doesn't yarshin his father. So he says, Gevaldik, that's the pshat. You know what? Why the mummer is excluded from Ki Yeshvu Achim Yachtav? It's not because he's not an ach. He is an ach. In Ribbis, he's not an ach. That's because they're not real brothers. Here, they're real biological brothers. You can't become his biological brother because of the fact that you're a mummer. But it's because the condition in order to be an ach le'yibum is miyuchadim an achlo. We know that not from achim, from yachtov. It has to be miyuchadim an achlo. And being that this brother wouldn't yashin his father if his father died, whereas the other brother who's not a mummer would yashin his father if his father died. So it comes out that they're not miyuchadim and achlo. They wouldn't yashin their father together. Being that they wouldn't yashin their father together, it's for that reason the goyim held that they would be excluded. Freik tachsam soifer netshuva. This whole shtickle Torah, I don't understand this. I don't understand the goyim, and I don't understand the Avni Meluah. When the Gemara says that kiyesh v'achim, brothers mean that miyuchadim and achlo, what does it mean? Take a look in Rashi. Let's look at Rashi. Ha-miyuchadim and achlo, zoktei l'gerashi, ha-ru'uyin le'rish ze'ezeh. The criteria is that they have to be roi to yarshin each other. Zoktei, it's true, the halacha is that if a father dies and he leaves over a son that's a mummer, the halacha is the son doesn't yarshin his father. Hitaka doesn't yashin his father. But that's only a halacha, a son klapi his father. Whoever said, says the Chassam Sofer, that where the Seder HaNachlos is not son to a father, but rather the Seder HaNachlos is brother to a brother, that same halacha is going to be true. So if the Tanai of Kiyesh V'yachim Yachtav would be that you need two brothers that together mutually yashin their father, then Avraham Mumma is saying, a nice shtickle Torah, that a mummer is excluded because the mummer doesn't yashin his father. So it's not Yuchad B'Nachlo, it's excluded from Kiyesh V'yachim. But that's not to tonight. How do I know that? Because I learned Rashi. Rashi says, I'm Yuchadim Menachlo, Haruin Leirish Zezet. You're talking about two brothers yashining each other. Oh, you're talking about two brothers yashining each other? That you don't have a halacha that a mummer can't yashin his brother. So they're brothers, even though one's a mummer because they're biological brothers. They're Roy Leirish Zezet because it doesn't say anywhere in halacha otherwise. So Zokhtar Sam Sofer, I don't understand that. I don't understand Rabbi Yudai Goyim, and I certainly don't understand the Avni Balon. But the emes is Chassam Sofer's kasha is not such a pashta kasha at all. And that is the segue to really what we're going to be talking about in the next couple of days. That is this idea that a brother yashins a brother. So obviously, it's only going to happen if there are no children, there's no father. That's the first sugya in Yesh Neichlin. If there's a brother and there's a father, the father comes before the brother. When a brother yashins a brother, Yesh Lachka, Chakira 101, how exactly does that say the Hayirusha work? Is the pshat that just like a son yashins, just like a father yashins, a brother can also yashin. A brother's a kariv. He's his karv. In Yibum, in other areas, halacha, you find this karv as well. So a brother has a schus atzmi as an egin of mechitin to be able to yashin his brother. Why not? He's a relative, just like the son's a relative. You're right. In the Seder, he's a little further down on the line. But at the end of the day, he's a yersh. Oh, yesh loimar. Say the achroinim. It could be there's a whole nother pshat. It could be really a brother does not have a schus atzmi to be able to yashin his brother. The Mishnah says, achim, you see, brothers are able to yashin. The way it works is as follows. When a man dies and he leaves over no children, who's the next person in line to yashin? His father. When does the brother come if there's no father? The gedat varim is that really the father's yashin. He's yashin bekever. We saw before that a person could be Yairish or Myrish Beroy Kibimuchsik. We'll see these sugyas again. More detail in the next couple of days. So really the father's the one that's yashining. If the father's the one that's yashining, but he's not alive, so what happens to what the father just yashin? He redistributes it. Who does he redistribute it to? His yarshin. Who are his yarshin? His sons. So Mimela, who's going to end up getting it? The sons that are alive. Now the son that died. So he's out of business as well. So it's the live son, right? So very simple. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are brothers. Reuven died. He left over Shimon and Levi. If Yaakov, their father, was alive, Yaakov would yarshin. Yaakov's not alive. What happens is Yaakov yarshins bekever. Now, what do you do when you yarshin bekever? You just have to redistribute it. There's nothing to do. There's nothing to do with it when you're bekever. So now Yaakov has to redistribute it to his sons. So he had three sons, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven Le'alenu passed away. So he's not being merged to Reuven. So Shimon and Levi are going to end up getting it. So what happens is Shimon and Levi yarshin their brother. But they didn't yarshin it directly from Reuven. They got it through their father Bekever. Now Reb Kiveger and Achuva and Kuflam and Beis has an arichos. He clears back and forth. He's not sure. How exactly is it? The yeshivish word, the word that the Rishonim already used, is mishmush. That's the word. Hashtag mishmush. So how does this Yerusha work? Is it direct, the brother yarshins his brother, or it works out yidei mishmush? The brother yarshins his father bekever, and that's how he ends up getting it. It's this indirect groma garmi. There's a bunch of nafkaminas. One nafkamina, what if the father had a balchayv? What if the father owed money? The father had $1 million in chayvis when he died. So the balichayv had nowhere to go. If the way the Yerusha works, when there's a brother, is that the father yashins the bekever? So he knows actually going to end up getting it. The bachayv is going to end up getting it. Says Rabbi, I'll tell you another nafkamina. What if the brother, before he died, said, I want, he had several brothers. In this case, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven said, I want Shimon to get it, not Levi. I want Levi to get it, not Shimon. So there's Rabbi Yechon ben Breika, ben ben Abanim. It's possible for a person to say that I want one son to get it, not the other son to get it. So could you do that here as well? Would the brother be able to do that? Say, if he's the Meirish, he could do it. Because what's the difference of father doing it to one of his sons or a brother doing it to one of his brothers? But if ultimately he's not the Yerush, the father is the Yerush Bekever, and then he's the one that's giving it to the children, then he's not a Mechitin, he's not a Balabaz to do it. So say the Achroinim, the Chassam Sofer didn't understand the Avnim Elul. What was the Chassam Sofer's Kasha? Avnim Elul wanted to say, Pshatnim the Goinim, that say that a Mummer doesn't have Yibum because it says Kiesh Vachtim. It's because it says Yachtov. You have to be Miuchad Benachlo. And a Mummer is not a Yairish. It says Damni Belum. That's Pshat in the Goyin. Being that a Mummer is not a Yairish, he's not Miuchad Benachlo. Freik the Chsam Sofer, Rashi said clearly, what does Miuchad Benachlo mean? Haru and Leir Zezeh. We're not talking about Yashin your father. You're talking about you have to be Roy to Yashin each other. Who said that a Mummer can Yashin his brother? If the way Yerusha's Achim works as the Yerushin direct, and the Chassam Sofer has a shtickle taina. Just because the woman can yarshin his father doesn't necessarily mean he can yarshin his brother. Maybe he is Roy later says it. But if there really is no parsha of Yerusha Achim, how does Yerusha Achim work? Agidei, hashtag mishmush. It all works through the father. So that means any time a brother yarshins his brother, he's really yarshining his father. So if the brother can't yarshin his father, that he has no way of yarshining his brother. I mean that a mummer can't yarshin his father, he would have no way to yarshin his brother. So it's true. You know what the criteria is? Ruin layers there's that. Oh, bezok to Abdi Mum. I know for a fact that this brother can't yarshin his brother. We only know he can't yarshin his father. Just because he can't yarshin his father, does that mean he can't yarshin his brother? Yeah, because there really is no parsha of yarshining your brother. You're always yarshining your father. If your father's alive, you get it direct. If your father's not alive, then you're getting it bekever. But at the end of the day, it's coming to the father. If it's coming to the father, being that a mummer doesn't have an ability to yarshin his father, it's for that reason, said Avnei Miluim, it's poshit that a mummer would be excluded from the parsha of Yibum. Either way, some festeray, and this is really like an intro to some more mishmush Torah that we'll see over the next couple of days.